just I pray that the Lord just keep me in His dwelling place, would be with me in my heart. I'm praying for my children. The Lord save them, and the Lord just touch and keep them and help them grow and help them live, and they give their life to the Lord before it's ever too late.
Yes.
And I'm praying for my family as a whole, that the Lord be with them and save them. And we all have a road to go, and those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be the only ones that's going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. And I pray I make it in.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless. And I'm just praying for Bishop and Mother Moore's passing. I'm praying for Sister LaDonna, Tamika, and Ella Webb, and Sister Cynthia, and all Bishop's family and grandchildren and children. Touch
Amen.
Them all, Lord.
All right.
In the name of Jesus. Keep Bishop well. Keep him preaching, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want you to deliver and save. And we just thank God for another Sunday that He let me live to be in the house of the Lord one more time.
Amen.
God bless you.
Let us pray for the sick and afflicted everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
Let us pray for those behind prison walls. Let us pray for the White House, Big House, and the Little House.
Yes. Yes.
The world is in a bad situation right now.
All right.
So let us get to pray. We've got to pray for our government. They don't pray. So we've got to pray that the Lord will direct their mind. He did it the way that they can do for us. But they have to stay somewhere.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the blood. you will receive the same black faith. And it's Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We repent of our sin.
Yes.
And any iniquity of our past, our present, that may work against the lives of our children in the name of God. We call our children out by name. Father, we call out the name of every child, of every parent this day. And Father, we thank you for the salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity of our children. Every hidden and secret enemy operating behind the scenes of their lives is now under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, our prayer. We command every generational sin in our lives and the lives of our ancestors to disconnect from their heritage now. In Jesus' name. And we see that blood of Jesus.
All right.
Over our children. The blessings flow to our children and no curse left. Every demonic, unbiblical force severed. All the inheritances that rebelliously flow throughout bloodline, they're cut off from them forever, and all destiny devouring spirits are displaced by the death names of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our seed. We break the powers of peer pressure and ungodly association our children lead. And they do not follow. They are not bound and enforced by the spirit of the world. Every vicious cycle that is ruling over against of our children through association, incantation, or generational employer is destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord. Self-inflicted curses through negative confession are broken. All negative words spoken over our children through ignorance or intention are erased. We close doors that have illegitimately are legally made away for demonic activity operating our children's lives to be closed forever. All seeds that have been planted in our children's lives where they were sleeping are uprooted, so solid grounds are broken up. And the seeds of the Lord displaced them. Every entry point through a nightmare, a dark vision, through astral activity is closed continually, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they sleep at night. We command sweet sleep in divine rest for our sin. Incubus and succubus and all other forms of perversion are bound in Jesus' name. We take authority over the terrors that come behind you. We declare that as the sun rises, it shines forever upon our feet. The will of God has captured our children's days. They will fulfill the call of the Lord and be called for that. Princes, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places have no dominion over our children. The spiritual airways are possible over the heads of our children and they live full lives. The statistics of the children of the world do not overcome them because they are children of the light. The countenances of our children shine above the children of the world. They do not meet up with any force, but they are continually being transformed into the image of Christ. Our children are in this world. They're not of the world. The wealth of the wicked is trying to play to them. The heathens are their inheritance. They possess the gates of their enemies and displace them. The little G, God of the cosmos, is bound and cannot prosper against them. Our children can discern the difference between what is holy and what is common. They're not set up or deceived by cosmetic fetishes. Cosmetic fetishes are people, places, and things with humans attached. The Lord Christ standeth for our children. They rise up in demand rules to live. Rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief have no room over our feet. We circumcise our children with a sharp knife, the word of the Lord, and then we pull them out of the ways of the uncircumcised. Our children, they're wealthy, they're wise, and in place to receive from God, and the words that we speak over them, they shall speak over their feet. Our children shall not free, prematurely taken out by sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, or the cares of this world.
Yes.
They will live long, prosperous lives,
yes,
and serve God eternally.
Yes.
This is the heritage of our seed. For a thousand generations,
yes,
these words shall be forever programmed in the heavens. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every single day.
Hallelujah.
Not only our children, we need God's
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to my Lord Savior, to my Now, Bless your word. I bless your name. I bless your people.
Yeah.
what you live in. See, you got to open your mouth.
Yes.
Your
yes. Your
mouth. I hear you.
Hallelujah. So, you know, God damn it, and I shared it. I said, that's a theme right there, but I got the scripture. Let me tell you, because God wants us to live and see what we talk about.
That's right.
Because we can be loud and brass and tingling simple. Talking loud and singing loud.
Come on, Pastor.
I like to show the devil up.
Come on.
I like to pull the skeletons out of the closet and throw them under the roof.
Oh,
but I want to recognize y'all recognize one thing. This message is for me
first.
All right. I can't say y'all is for us. Nobody got no wings and blew out of here yet.
I hear you.
Flesh don't get saved, but you got to bring it under subjection.
Yeah.
Flesh don't get saved.
No.
If it did, then what the hell? But it's all back to the devil.
Yes.
But your song don't stand before God. You can't let your lips to your mouth.
Wow.
Be the type of message in the world.
Well, all
right. I'll be saying, some people come to the church to be an entertainer. But God don't need no entertainer. So hallelujah. Take a good take and we get damn next. So when we're talking, let's talk the things of God. Let us live what we preach.
Oh, my God.
You might be the only God that somebody
that's
can get the word. You don't know who's listening, who's mine, who's mine. But let us be a light in a dark place. Let us live what we're talking about. In the first scripture, Luke 6:45.
All right.
A good man has a good treasure of his heart, bring that which is good. Evil man has a evil treasure of his heart, bring it forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Yeah.
Luke 6:45. Out of the mouth, with the heart, the mouth speaketh. Because what's in your heart don't come out of your mouth. And I want to remind you, your mind is your spiritual heart. You don't have to open your mind to say nothing evil. You can think evil just like you can open your lips and your mouth. But God all knows all things. So let's make sure you're not just talking loud and say nothing. And that's the scripture of that is Matthew 12. I'm teaching a little bit. That's all right. Matthew 12, 36-37. Somebody kind of turn that down. right at the Oh, you wanted that bad thing that's within you. See, your lifestyle identifies your fruit.
Right.
Your fruit identifies your lifestyle. And Jesus is the fruit inspector. You understand?
Yes.
He's the fruit inspector.
Yes.
He knows what's inside of you.
Yes.
Don't let your lips and your mind think a different
message.
And let's go to Jeremiah 16:17 verses 23.
Yeah.
Jeremiah. Hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I know he's in the room.
Because
it started with the quiet. He said, mine eyes. Mine eyes are on all their ways. They are not hid from my face. Neither is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. Iniquity is your hidden. You didn't know what iniquity is hidden, see?
Yeah.
You think don't nobody know it, but God knows. And he says right here, the 23rd verse, therefore behold, let me look, I will cause once cause them to know, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
I know I've been, everything I'm telling you, I've done it.
say yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See that thing used to be okay. Yes. Yes. Say yes, Mary.
Yes, lay down. But now, yes, Lord.
Uh-huh.
But that when you change it from the inside out, you have a different character. You have a different look on life. Your personality don't change, but your character changes.
You know what?
A good man immediately when he was, some people are quiet. They were quiet devils in the world. But they quiet in the church, they ain't still quiet, but they got the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Everybody like me, I don't meet those strangers. Didn't meet them in the world, and I don't meet them nowhere else. But that's why God took that same radical strength and power to come over and defeat the same devil had me defeated.
Yes.
That's why I say, don't let your lips and your mouth speak a different message than what you said.
All right.
But I ain't playing church. I'm scared.
Right.
I don't want God to say, depart from me, work of iniquity.
Right.
I never do. A lot of people are going to be disappointed when they stand before God when they say, depart. And that's going to be very disappointing. Because
yeah.
We think we're doing right. We ain't doing God no favor by even coming to the house of God.
Because
the devil come more than you. Because the devil come when you don't come.
Because
he's here trying to pull you out. We already got the world out there. He's just trying to make us turn our back on God. Because he got to tell us against the people of God. He's not your friend.
Amen.
Stop riding him around. I'm going everywhere. You know what? The Bible says, come out from among me.
Good God Almighty, God can clean you up.
preaching and anointing.
Oh,
anointing.
Oh, you got the Holy Ghost. Everybody got the Holy Ghost.
That's right.